Erev Tov Rabotai, Chodesh Tov, Shtabach Shemot. Today is actually Aleph Be'elul. So, welcome everybody. What's your name? Shalom Abigzer. Zim Shelanu. Where are you from? Montreal. The Marokai. Yeah. So am I. Yeah. No. From Morocco. Yeah. Well, I'm not from Morocco. My father's from Morocco. That makes me African American. Anyway. Don't laugh. You're Asian American. Bekitzur, the way I like to work it on Tuesday nights, Bruchim Abayim, is that Thursday night I take questions on a plethora of hashkafa issues. And I like to start with a monologue. I like to start with, Josh isn't here anymore, he's here in spirit, yeah please. But Josh Aziz used to like my monologues, maybe he'll listen. Anyway, oh, thank you. So, we find ourselves in Chodesh Elul, and, you know, Chodesh Elul always is the precursor to Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. You know, these are the most fateful 2 months of the year, Elul and Tishri. And looking back at all of the horrors this year has brought to Am Yisrael, you know, all those things really just come back to one thing. You know what that is? Thank you. That's Rosh Hashanah. October 7th and everything else that came as a result was decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom HaKippurim, which was, Rosh Hashanah was only 2 weeks before. So it's really, really a humbling thought, and a person has to take this opportunity. Maran Zichron Levracha, in his drashot for Chodesh Elul, he writes in his sefer, Ma'od Yisrael, Baruch Ata Adonai, Inom Nemelecha Olam, Shehakol Nihya Bedvaro. So he writes that, can you imagine if you had a situation where a person was caught doing a crime, was caught red-handed, booked, brought to central booking, nobody spoke to him, no public defender, no counsel, nothing. Next morning he's brought before the magistrate judge, and the judge says, you know, you're charged with this and this and this and this and this. How do you plead? Whatever. And the guy's like, whatever. Guilty. Right? That's one scenario. And then you have scenario number two, where a guy's arrested for doing something really bad, and he's brought to central booking, but when he's there, he gets a public advocate. And the advocate comes, the lawyer comes, and he says, you know, you have a very serious court case in 30 days from now. They've already set a date for the court case. But in the meantime, I'm going to meet with you every day, and we're going to review the merits of your case. And we're going to talk about, you know, I also know the judge. I know what he likes to hear. I know what he doesn't like to hear. Let's rehearse. Let's practice. In 30 days from then, who do you think has better chances of exoneration? Says Maran Zichron Levracha, welcome to Chodesh Elul. That's exactly what it is. We're being tried. It's not for naught that it's called Yom Adin. There's a lot more to Rosh Hashanah than just apples and honey. Unfortunately, people kind of like minimize Rosh Hashanah into some sort of infantile, traditional family dinner, which it's not. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, where all our lives are literally on the line. And if you need any reminder of that, October 7th, that was Rosh Hashanah. Any other success, failure, life, death, sickness or health, wealth or poverty, and everything in between, that's all Rosh Hashanah. It's a very, very... Now, Rosh Hashanah is different than any of the other Yamim Tovim because it's kind of this combination. Other Yamim Tovim are pure joy. Rosh Hashanah is this kind of yin and yang, this combination of Simchat Yom Tov, but the trepidation, the fear, Emat Adin. And we have to do things, everybody in their own way. We have the general things, we have the Slichot, we have the Tkiat Shofar, that's the general things, and everybody personally has to do their things during Chodesh Elul. Meet with your lawyer. Imagine a person who's booked, and the lawyer comes and says, I'm not interested, I got this. Tipesh. Hamor. Hamash. Meet with him. What are our lawyers? Who's the lawyer? You know, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Teshuvah u'ma'asim tovim kitris bifnei apur'anut. Teshuvah and ma'asim tovim mitzvot are like a shield before Hashem's punishment. Another Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Asam mitzvah achat kana lo praklit echad. If you do a mitzvah, what do you get? What's a praklit? Defender. You just made a lawyer. But a malach lawyer. Those are pretty good. Avar avera achat kana lo kategor echad. If you do an avera, you create a prosecutor. Prosecutors are nasty. They... Kamala Harris was a prosecutor. Anyway. Well, that's... Can you imagine a malach prosecutor? That's Chodesh Elul. Meet with your lawyer, rehearse the case, and guess what? Imagine if the lawyer comes to you and he says, I know your judge. I am the judge. Do this, say that, and you'll be fine. And Hashem does that. Think about it. Hashem says, I'm the lawyer and the judge. Chozer b'tshuva, give tzedakah, teshuva u'tfila u'tzedakah ma'avirin et ro'a gezira. Just focus on that, and you'll be just fine. Can you imagine? So the lawyer who's the judge comes to visit you, and he tells you how to prepare, and you're like, no, no, I'm good. So that's like a tipesh on steroids. Nachon? Khair? Nachon? With a diploma. Shemishmor. Use the opportunity. Hashem says, just do it. Here. I'm here. We're meeting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu every day, Chodesh Elul. With the Slichot, with the Chanunim, v'chule, v'chule. Meet with him. Listen to his advice. Well, the advice is in the Torah. What's the point of the Slichot? Not just to sing. What's the point of the Shofar? To be mit'orir. The first words after the Kaddish, Sfaradim say by the Slichot, after the Kaddish, after Asher Shavetecha, what do you say? Bin Adam, Malecha Nirdam. Nu yalla, where's that from? Sefer Yonah. They told Yonah, Malecha Nirdam, Kum Kirai Lelohecha. This is not, you remember the ship was going down? And they told him, wake up, it's not a time to sleep, you're about to die. Why do you think that pasuk was incorporated into the opening segment of Slichot? Before the ship goes down, wake up, call out to your God. Because that's the only thing that can save us. Welcome to Chodesh Elul. It's a gift, it's an opportunity. The Mefarshim say, who's judged on Rosh Hashanah? Huh? What'd you say? Oh, sorry. Who's judged? What religions? It's Mishnah, Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet Zayin. The Mishnah says, "Berosh Hashanah, kol ba'e olam ovrim lefanav kivnei maron." Every single creation on the face of the earth passes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu for judgment. You know the only difference between Am Yisrael and everybody else? What's the difference? We're the only ones who know about it. We're the only ones who come prepared. We're the only ones who stand a chance. Because Hashem gave Am Yisrael that gift of Chodesh Elul. It's a gift. It's a matana tova. Use it. It's like your father coming and giving you a gift. You're like, no, it's okay. Buys you a brand new car or whatever, fully loaded. No, no, it's okay. I like taking the bus. Okay? Chodesh Elul is fully loaded with everything that you need for the year. Step into it. That's my monologue for tonight. I want to open the floor to the Chevra. Anything that's on your mind, be halacha. I usually deal with Hashkafa. I know there's a lot of things probably on people's mind, you know, for the Nuzman and acclamation and stuff. Yalla, Kohen Barosh, good.
I received this question today, and it has to do with Elul a little bit because of like some sort of tshuva.
Okay.
He says, this person said that as a person, they remember stealing.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
This person says as a kid, they remember stealing.
Are you actually reading from something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They remember stealing from a large national store, CVS, for example, when they're very young. Over 10 years ago. Over
in
the
New
course,
York and in California, it's legal now.
Legal to steal?
To steal from CVS.
9:15.
Until 9, yeah. No. There are signs posted.
That's there.
I get them, actually. Yeah, go ahead.
So, anyways, if now they want to do tshuva for stealing.
How old was he?
It was over 10 years ago. So let's say they were around like 11, 12 years old.
Makes a big difference. Katanu gadol. Katan is patur.
If he's got dolly, you'd have to pay back. Yeah. But let's say the store closed down. Let's say there's a certain chain of stores that they don't exist anymore. Even gadol is patur?
So there's not patur. There's a Rama in Shulchan Aruch Hoshen Mishpat that says that if a person stole and he doesn't know who he stole from, he doesn't know who to give it back to, what do you do? I want to do tshuva, but I don't know who I stole from. So the Rama says to donate that money to Tzorkei Tzibur. For instance, if you know that you stole from Jews, donate to a Bet HaKnesset, to Mikveh, whatever, in hopes that the person that you stole from or his children will come and benefit from it. If you stole from Goyim, donating to a shul or a mikveh can help you. So where do you donate to? Public, you know, streets, whatever. Huh? I guess. But your taxes are just going to help more, you know, shtuyot. Find some sort of, I don't know.
Charity?
Yeah. Some sort of charity that can give back to the broader, you know, to the broader people. So, anybody else? Jump in.
Yeah. Why Elul? What does the word Elul mean? It's an Aramaic word or what is it?
Elul comes from the Aramaic word. Interesting. If you open up Parashat Shelach, that was your question? In Parashat Shelach, the Torah says, Shelach lecha anashim v'yaturu et eretz Kenaan. Moshe Rabbeinu sent spies to do what? V'yaturu et eretz Kenaan to do what? To spy out the land. If you look in the Targum, Unkelus, on that Pasuk, V'allelun yat'ar'a dikhna'an. V'allelun, which means, in Aramaic, Elul, that shoresh, is a reference to spying, seeking out. What do spies do? Always looking, always searching. We have to spy on ourselves during Chodesh Elul. Look deep inside, which is something that most people try to avoid throughout the rest of the year. You know, going deep inside, subconsciously, and psychoanalyzing yourself and your neshama is uncomfortable. A lot of people don't like to do that. Chodesh Elul is a time, davka, for that. It's called Cheshbon HaNefesh.
How do I testify myself or my kavod to myself?
Not testify.
Would you have to do certain testimony or testimony?
Not testimony. Looking inside and
seeing, am I?
You're not passing judgment on yourself. You're taking inventory. Like a person has a business, right? A person has a business, at the end of the day, sits down, he makes chashbon. How much did I make? How much did I... You need to bring Eidim when he takes inventory?
But I think that you don't get badava in judging, am I guilty or not? Meaning,
judging yourself.
But
you're
in
not
order
judging.
To decide I need to work on something,
yeah,
I need to say that I'm guilty of doing that thing.
Okay.
And in order to do that, I think that you need to go deep down and testify yourself. And that much, I don't think that... How can we...
So how are you ever supposed to do tshuva?
That's what I'm asking.
So,
it's a question of Torah.
Well, the Torah tells us what's right and what's wrong. Now, again, you have to learn to know what's right and what's wrong. Once you've learned and you know how to differentiate between right and wrong, then you hold yourself against the Torah and you say, okay, here's the Torah, and it says this and this and this and this, Tariag mitzvot, Ramach mitzvot aseh, Shasa mitzvot lo ta'aseh, and Deoraita, Derabbanan, Divrei Sofrim, Divrei Kabbalah, all of the things that come. And here's me. How do I measure up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of me based on the Torah Kedusha? You don't need edut for that. You just need honesty. You need to be self-aware and honest with yourself. That is exactly the focal point of Chodesh Elul. Anyone else?
Why don't we say in Hebrew? Why Aramaic specifically?
Most of the... All of the months, all of the names of the months were actually combinations of ancient Persian and Babylonian names. You know that. Most of the months of the year, the Jewish months of the year, can be found in which Sefer in Tanakh? Megillat Esther. Megillat Esther was written in Babajun land. Yeah. Nachon? In Paras. And all of those, you know, all of those names in the Megillah, you have Adar, you have Nisan, you have Sivan, you have Tevet. All of those names, they were borrowed. It's interesting, the Poskim talk about it, because they're not even Jewish names. What is the Torah itself, called the months? Trick question. It doesn't. It numbers them, right? Where's the first place in Tanakh that we find names attached to months? Names. The Torah calls Nisan just the Chodesh HaRishon. Nevi'im. In Sefer Melachim. We find the months. Chodesh Tishri is called Yerach HaEtanim. Chodesh Iyar was called Yerach Ziv. We find different... Not the names that we necessarily use. What do you want to ask? What's your name? Baruch Haba. A Kohen? Kaplan is Kohanim. Yeah.
When it says Chodesh HaAviv, is that also like...
It's a season. Not the name of the month, but the season of the year.
But it's seemingly like naming a specific, you know, because it says like specifically at that.
Pesach is also called Chag HaAviv, one of the names of Pesach. So, and Aviv we know is a season as opposed to, you know, Nisan is the month that ushers in the spring, which is, that's a good point. A few psukim before, when the Torah says, Achodesh Azelachim Rosh Chodeshim, it refers to it as Bachodesh HaRishon. When it speaks about the Korbanot of Pesach, Uvachodesh HaRishon Be'arba'a Asar Yom, just numbers. That's why many psukim write that it is at least inappropriate, if not fully asur, to number or to refer to the secular months of the year with numbers. Because by doing so, what are you doing in essence? The Torah said, Meforash, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim. Nisan is number one, not January. So if you refer to January as one, according to many poskim, you are negating a mitzvah in the Torah. You know that? Many poskim are Mekel. It's a Chuvanya Bi'omer. That's why Maran Zichron Vracha writes, when you're writing a date, let's say a check, or filling out paperwork, or whatever it is, if you can, it's proper to write Leminyanam. You know what Leminyanam means? Their count. By the way, you ever look into the Gregorian calendar? What's it based off of?
Roman.
Gregorian. Who's Gregory? Pope Gregory. And all of the months are Avodot Zarot and other kinds of things like that. You know that. It's based on Christianity. It represents Avodah Zarah. So one idea is to write Leminyanam. Either that, or Maran Zichron Vracha writes in Yabia Omer. It's better, you know, it's even better than writing the month, the secular month in numbers. It's actually better to write the name of the month as opposed to the number. It's better to write out September as opposed to 9. You know that? It's not asur la halacha, but these are better ways of making it better. לחודשי השנה הקדוש. קדושים, אלול, תשרי, חשוון. That was the Aramaic was the language of choice for Am Yisrael, not only in Bavel, in Paras u'Madai, but even in Eretz Yisrael.
The meanings are bad.
They're just Persian and Babylonian derived names. Anybody else?
Is it
5 minutes? Yeah, 5 minutes.
Jump in.
Is it a problem to go like the way of the world, for meaning the secular world acts like that with this, how we write numbers for the months?
Not asur. Not asur. For those who don't want to do any of this, or I've written on American checks before. In Israel, by the way, legally you can use either the secular or the Hebrew date on any legal document. In America, obviously, that's not the law. In Canada, I don't believe that's the law. But I've written, you know, checks with, you know, 1 Elul 5784 on them, on American checks. And it's still cashed. Machpatli. You can read it, you can. I wrote the money, I signed it, you know, machpatli. Good.
Can one rely on Rav Avadia's psak that we should sooner do tikkun chatzot than sichot if we have to pick one?
Maran Zichron Lebracha, as well as the Or LeZion, and the Kaf Chaim, and Maran Achida, and everybody agrees that if a person has the option to only do one of the two, either tikkun chatzot or slichot, tikkun chatzot takes precedence. Tikkun chatzot is a halakha. Slichot is a minhag. That's why. True, but it's also more of a halakha than slichot. So again, it's usually not a situation of either or. You just have to, you know, you have to make time. But if it was either or, la halakha, you do the tikkun chatzot. It takes precedence. Which, by the way, just shows you the significance of tikkun chatzot. Slichot is pretty up there. Slichot is pretty important. But you're Ashkenazi, right? You got time. Yeah, you got time. You? What's your name? Where are you from? Oh, Chabad. So, you don't got time. Thursday morning. Ya Habibi. But you know something? I don't know how many Ashkenazim look forward to slichot, to their slichot. I don't know. Maybe there are a lot. I just don't know of it. By Sfaradim, everybody looks forward to slichot. Not everybody, but most. Achon? Yeah, you got to wake up early. Achon? But guess what? You got to sacrifice something. You're asking for slicha. You're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. So what do you have to show for it? A little sleep? Grander scale, we're coming before Melech Malchei HaMelachim that we rebelled against terribly all year long, and we're asking him to keep us alive and feed us and take care of us and whatever, and we're thinking about another half hour sleep. I'm talking to myself, but how does that make any sense? How is that even like a part of anybody's thought process? Melech Malchei HaMelachim, you're coming to ask slicha. Uh-huh. You have to be genuine. When you come to ask somebody for forgiveness, you have to be genuine. You can't say half-baked sorry. Kids do that. You know, when your kids fight and you say, okay, apologize. Sorry. You know, like, yeah. Right? That's insincere. Nobody wants to hear that. You have to show sincerity. We all have to show sincerity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point. Nice to see everybody. Bruchim Abayim. Have a wonderful night. Good talk.